Have you ever stopped to think about how much time you spend in front of a screen each day? Whether it's for work, entertainment, or staying connected with others, our reliance on technology has become an integral part of modern life. But what is all this screen time doing to our health? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the intersection of health and daily living. I'm Bills, and today we're going to delve into a topic that affects nearly everyone: technology and its impact on our health. From the way we sleep to our mental well-being, the devices we use every day are having profound effects that many of us aren't even aware of. In this episode, we'll examine the connection between screen time, sleep quality, and mental health, and explore strategies to mitigate the negative impacts while still enjoying the benefits of technology. Whether you're concerned about your own habits or those of your family, this episode offers insights that can help you find a healthier balance. Let's begin with a story about my friend Rachel. Rachel works as a graphic designer, and like many people in her field, she spends long hours in front of a computer. Over time, she started noticing that her sleep quality was declining, and she often felt anxious and irritable. Initially, she thought it was just work-related stress. But after talking with her doctor, she realized that her excessive screen time, particularly late at night, was affecting both her sleep and her mental health. Rachel's experience is increasingly common as more of us find ourselves glued to screens throughout the day and even into the night. Screen time, the double-edged sword. Screen time has become a ubiquitous part of modern life, with most of us spending several hours a day in front of various screens, computers, smartphones, tablets, and televisions. While technology offers many benefits, such as improved communication, access to information, and entertainment, excessive screen time can have negative effects on our health. One of the primary concerns is the impact of prolonged screen time on our eyes. Staring at screens for extended periods can lead to digital eye strain, also known as computer vision syndrome. Symptoms include dry eyes, headaches, blurred vision, and neck and shoulder pain. My friend Jake, who works in IT, experienced these symptoms after spending long hours coding. His doctor advised him to follow the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, take a 20-second break and look at something 20 feet away. This simple practice helped reduce his eye strain and improved his overall comfort during work. Beyond physical discomfort, screen time can also affect our posture and contribute to musculoskeletal issues. The way we sit while using our devices often leads to poor posture, which can strain the neck, shoulders, and back. Rachel found that her posture was contributing to her headaches and neck pain, so she invested in an ergonomic chair and adjusted her workspace to promote better alignment. The connection between screen time and sleep. One of the most significant ways technology impacts our health is through its effect on sleep. The blue light emitted by screens can interfere with our body's natural sleep-wake cycle by suppressing the production of melatonin, the hormone that regulates sleep. This is particularly problematic when we use screens late at night, as it can delay the onset of sleep and reduce overall sleep quality. Rachel's habit of scrolling through social media before bed was disrupting her sleep without her even realizing it. She often found herself lying awake, unable to fall asleep, and waking up feeling tired and groggy. Her doctor recommended reducing screen time in the evening and establishing a bedtime routine that included dimming the lights and avoiding screens at least an hour before bed. This change made a noticeable difference in her sleep quality. In addition to affecting melatonin production, screen time can also lead to sleep deprivation by encouraging us to stay up later than we intended. Binge-watching TV shows, playing video games, or engaging in online activities can easily lead to late nights, cutting into the amount of sleep we get. Over time, this can contribute to chronic sleep deprivation, which has been linked to a range of health issues, including weight gain, weakened immunity, and increased risk of chronic diseases. Mental health and technology, a complex relationship. Technology, particularly social media, has a complex relationship with mental health. On one hand, it provides a platform for connection, support, and access to resources that can benefit mental well-being. On the other hand, excessive use, particularly of social media, has been linked to increased anxiety, depression, and feelings of loneliness. One of the key issues is the tendency to compare ourselves to others online. Social media often presents a curated, idealized version of life, leading to unrealistic expectations and feelings of inadequacy. Rachel noticed that after spending time on social media, she often felt more anxious and less satisfied with her own life. She decided to limit her social media use and focus on connecting with friends and family in person, which helped improve her mood and reduce feelings of isolation. Another concern is the constant barrage of notifications and the pressure to stay connected, which can lead to feelings of being overwhelmed and stressed. This always-on culture can make it difficult to disconnect and unwind, contributing to burnout and mental fatigue. Rachel found that turning off non-essential notifications and setting boundaries for her online time helped her feel more in control and less stressed. Debunking myths about technology and health. There are many myths surrounding technology and health that can lead to confusion and misinformation. One common myth is that blue light from screens is the only factor affecting sleep. While blue light does play a role, it's also the stimulating content we consume on screens, such as exciting TV shows, video games, or work-related tasks, that can keep our minds active and delay sleep. Another myth is that using night mode on devices completely eliminates the negative effects of screen time before bed. While night mode reduces blue light, it doesn't entirely prevent its impact on sleep, and it's still important to limit screen use in the evening. There's also a misconception that social media is inherently bad for mental health. While excessive use can be harmful, social media can also provide valuable support networks and opportunities for positive interaction, especially when used mindfully. Finally, some believe that using screens for relaxation, like watching TV or playing games, is the same as true rest. In reality, these activities can still stimulate the brain and prevent deep relaxation. So it's important to find balance and incorporate screen-free relaxation activities into your routine. Strategies for a healthier relationship with technology. To mitigate the negative effects of technology on health, it's essential to develop a healthier relationship with our screens. Here are some strategies that can help. Set boundaries for screen time. Establish limits on how much time you spend on screens each day, especially for non-essential activities. Consider using apps that track screen time and set daily limits. Rachel set a timer to remind herself to take breaks from her computer every hour, and she limited her social media use to 30 minutes a day. Create a sleep-friendly environment. To improve sleep quality, avoid using screens at least an hour before bed and establish a calming bedtime routine. Consider using blue light filters on your devices and dimming the lights in your home in the evening. Rachel's bedtime routine now includes reading a book, practicing relaxation exercises, and keeping her bedroom dark and cool. Prioritize face-to-face interactions. While technology is great for staying connected, it's important to prioritize in-person interactions, which can be more fulfilling and beneficial for mental health. Rachel made an effort to spend more time with friends and family in person, which helped her feel more connected and less isolated. Take breaks and practice mindfulness. Incorporate regular breaks from screens into your day, and use that time to practice mindfulness, stretch, or engage in physical activity. Rachel started practicing mindfulness meditation during her breaks, which helped reduce stress and improve her focus when she returned to work. Be mindful of social media use. Use social media intentionally and be aware of how it affects your mood. Limit your time on platforms that make you feel anxious or inadequate, and focus on those that provide positive interactions and support. Rachel curated her social media feeds to include only content that inspired and uplifted her, which made her online experience more positive. Conclusion: balancing technology and health. Technology is an integral part of modern life, but it's important to be mindful of how it affects our health. By setting boundaries, prioritizing real-world interactions, and taking steps to reduce the negative impact of screen time, we can enjoy the benefits of technology without sacrificing our well-being. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the impact of technology on health and how to create a healthier relationship with your screens. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, technology should enhance your life, not control it. Until next time, take care.